Letter to the Romans, Part 2. Paul continued his letter to the Christians at Rome by saying, "Salvation in Christ gives us several benefits. First of all, we're adopted into a new family. God is our Father. His Spirit lives within us, and we inherit everything that belongs to Jesus. As a member of a heavenly family, we have peace about what happens to us in this life. We might suffer here, but that's nothing compared to the glory that is waiting for us in heaven. The second benefit is what the Spirit of God is doing in our lives. He is making us ready for heaven. He helps us pray. He changes our thinking. He makes sure that all of our trials are good for us. He shapes us to be more like Jesus. The third benefit is that God is now our Father. That means we're important to Him. He won't let anything happen to us that He doesn't think is good for us. Nothing can separate us from His love." Well, even with all these benefits, I still have one great heartache. I wish the Jews weren't missing out on what God is doing with us. They're my earthly family, and I'd give anything for them to have salvation. I'd even give up my own salvation if they could have it. Still, I understand that their rejection of Christ doesn't change God's promises to Abraham. I must always keep in mind that God's promises aren't to those who happen to be born into a particular family. God has always selected people for Himself among the crowd. The Jews can blame no one but themselves, because God has made His plan simple. People are saved if Jesus is their Lord, and they believe that God has raised Him from the dead. Anyone can be saved if they call upon the name of the Lord. Don't you see? The fact that Israel is rejecting their Messiah is your opportunity. You can now be brought into God's family. It's like cutting a branch off from a tree and grafting in a wild branch. Israel has been cut off temporarily so that Gentiles can know God. But don't get too proud. If a natural branch can be cut off, how much easier it would be to cut off a grafted-in branch. The time will come when the day of the Gentiles will be over. At that point, God will turn the tables, and Israel will accept salvation. Take advantage of God's mercy while you can. Give your bodies to Him as a living sacrifice. Put aside sin and live a life pleasing to Him. Change the way you think and act. Now, here is a list of things you're to do while you're living for God here on earth. Work in concert with your fellow church members. Everyone has their special gift from God. Together, you make up one body. Have a high standard of living and focus on what God wants you to do. Just because you have a heavenly home doesn't mean you aren't responsible to your civil authorities. When you resist them, you're resisting God. You're not to owe people money. Instead, you owe them your love, so pay it with interest. Always live like your time of service is about over. Don't be distracted by fleshly desires and lust. Instead, start acting like Jesus would act. Listen, God deals with each of us differently, so honor each other's walk with the Lord. One person is obeying God by setting aside a particular day or not eating certain foods. Someone else obeys God by treating everything the same. What does that matter to you? The Lord has individual relationship with each believer. Having said that, you should also be conscious of the fact that some people are still weak in their walk with God. You're at liberty to follow your own conscience about things. But you're not at liberty to trip up a fellow Christian. Your job is to build them up, not tear them down by the things you do. Those who are strong in the faith have a responsibility to watch over those who are weaker. Well, here are my plans. I'm going to Jerusalem to deliver the offering that was taken by the churches here. When I'm done, I plan to stop by Rome on my way to Spain. I've wanted to meet you for a long time. Meanwhile, greet my friends in the gospel. They have faithfully worked with me throughout the years. Oh, one more thing. Watch out for those who make a big deal out of little things. Avoid them. Their smooth talking can hurt weaker believers. As I've said, everywhere I go, people are talking about your obedience to Christ. Everyone here wants to send greetings to you. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you.